Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Nigeria and Its Criminal Justice System is a polemical nonfiction work by Dele Ferotimi that examines the condition of Nigeria's legal and judicial institution through a sharply critical lens. Positioned between legal commentary, memoir, and public advocacy, the book challenges readers to confront corruption, institutional weakness, and the uneven application of justice in Nigeria. Rather than presenting a neutral overview of the legal system, it argues that the criminal justice structure is deeply compromised by elite influence, procedural abuse, and a lack of accountability. The book became widely discussed not only for its claims, but also because its publication triggered intense public controversy and legal action against the author. As a result, it is both a text about the justice system and a participant in the national debate around free expression, judicial reform, and the limits of dissent. Its central purpose is to expose systemic failure and provoke scrutiny of how law functions in practice, especially when powerful interests are involved. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a blunt indictment of institutional corruption in the justice system. The book's central argument is that Nigeria's criminal justice system does not merely suffer from isolated misconduct, but from corruption embedded across institutions. Ferotimi presents the judiciary as vulnerable to elite capture, selective enforcement, and procedural manipulation, which together weaken public confidence in legal remedies. This is not a detached academic diagnosis. It is an adversarial critique designed to show how legal institutions can become tools of power rather than checks on it. The significance of this approach is that it pushes the reader to think beyond individual wrongdoing and toward structural failure. In that sense, the book is less interested in minor reform than in exposing the scale of dysfunction that allows injustice to reproduce itself. For readers, this framing matters because it explains why legal cases in Nigeria can appear less like neutral adjudication and more like contests shaped by influence, status, and access to power. Secondly, the book blends legal argument with memoir-like self-positioning. One of the book's distinctive features is its hybrid form. Available commentary suggests that Ferotimi writes partly as a legal critic and partly as someone narrating his own professional formation and moral perspective. That matters because the book does not pretend to be an impersonal report. It is openly situated, opinionated, and shaped by the author's experience within the legal world. This memoir-like dimension strengthens the book's rhetorical force. The author is not speaking from outside the system he criticizes, but from inside it, as a witness to its contradictions. At the same time, this approach introduces a tension. The personal voice makes the text vivid and forceful, but it also means the argument is less methodical than a conventional legal study. Readers therefore encounter not a balanced textbook account, but a polemical intervention that uses personal credibility to intensify its critique. The result is a work that is as much about moral testimony as it is about legal analysis. Thirdly, a focus on specific legal controversies to illustrate broader systemic failure. The book is reported to ground its critique in particular legal disputes, especially a widely discussed case involving allegations of judicial impropriety. This case-centered structure is important because it gives the argument concrete form. Instead of discussing corruption only in abstract terms, Ferotimi uses recognizable disputes to show how he believes institutional breakdown becomes visible in practice. That strategy helps readers understand how legal principles can be distorted when power is unevenly distributed. It also makes the book more provocative because naming specific actors and cases turns structural criticism into direct accusation. The strength of this method is that it links systemic analysis to actual events, making the critique harder to dismiss as theory alone. The limitation is that a single or small number of emblematic cases may not fully justify claims about the entire national system. Even so, the book's case-driven method is central to its persuasive style. It aims to show that the failures of justice are not hypothetical, but already visible in public legal conflicts. Fourthly, free speech, defamation, and the legal risks of public criticism. The publication of the book led to major controversy because its claims were treated as defamatory by prominent legal figures, resulting in arrest and prosecution. That development makes the book unusually significant in the landscape of Nigerian legal writing, because it is not only about justice, but also about the consequences of challenging powerful institutions through print. The controversy highlights a central tension when criticism of the judiciary is framed as defamation. The boundary between accountability and suppression becomes contested. For readers, this means the book should be understood in relation to freedom of expression and the vulnerability of whistleblowing in high-stakes legal environments. It also shows that the book functions as a real-world test case for whether public critique of the justice system can survive institutional pushback. In this way, its significance extends beyond content to circumstance, demonstrating how legal systems respond when they themselves become the subject of criticism. Lastly, a call for accountability rather than cosmetic reform. Although the book is highly critical, its underlying purpose is reform-oriented. Ferratini argues, in effect, that meaningful justice cannot exist without transparency, ethical responsibility, and consequences for abuse of power. This makes the book more than a complaint. It is an attempt to force a public reckoning with how legal institutions function in practice. The emphasis on accountability is important because it distinguishes the book from generic anti-corruption commentary. Instead of focusing on abstract ideals alone, it insists that institutions must be answerable for their actions, especially when those actions shape liberty, reputation, and civic trust. The book therefore serves as both diagnosis and challenge. It identifies a system it sees as broken, and implicitly asks what kinds of structural reform would be necessary to restore legitimacy. Readers interested in governance, constitutional culture, and human rights will find this especially relevant, because the book connects legal dysfunction to broader democratic weakness. In conclusion, Nigeria and its criminal justice system will be most useful to readers interested in Nigerian law, judicial politics, human rights, media freedom, and anti-corruption advocacy. It is especially relevant for lawyers, activists, policymakers, and readers who want to understand how legal institutions are experienced when trust in them breaks down. The book offers practical value less as a neutral reference and more as a critical provocation. It encourages readers to examine how elite influence, procedural abuse, and institutional silence can shape legal outcomes. Its intellectual value lies in the way it connects individual cases to broader structural questions about accountability and the rule of law. What makes it stand out from similar books in the genre is its combination of insider perspective, direct accusation, and the public controversy that followed its release. That controversy gives the book unusual real-world relevance because it became part of the same system it criticizes. For readers seeking a restrained institutional overview, it may feel combative. For readers seeking a forceful challenge to legal complacency, it is notable precisely because it refuses neutrality and insists on confrontation. If you would like to support Adi039, Dele Ferratini, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.